We are joined right now by somebody who works with MLB Network, Fox Sports, Sports Illustrated. He's a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year. He is the first person ever to win an Emmy Award as both a studio analyst and a reporter. He is a New York Times bestselling author. He is a member of the National Sports Media Association, Hall of Fame Class of 2020. He is part of MLB Network's ongoing coverage this week of the Astros and the Red Sox, and part of MLB Network's exclusive Hall of Fame election coverage on Tuesday. He is a busy man. He's Tom Verducci. Tom, good to have you back. How are you?
Good. I am busy. What a week, huh?
What a week, I'll say. So you've been all over the fallout, Tom, from the sign-stealing scandal the last few days. There are so many things to talk about. Our time is limited. Let me pick my spots. But as somebody who's been around the game a long time, what was your initial reaction when you first heard about the allegations involving the Astros?
Not surprising. Anybody around the game in 2017 knew that there was a lot of problems going on. Once baseball put those replay monitors in real time, by the way, down by the dugout, they were inviting trouble. And it took them a while to catch on to the problem. What surprised me was the length or the seriousness of the punishment. But then after reading the commissioner's nine-page statement, which, by the way, was extremely detailed and transparent, then I got it. Then I understood. It was far worse than I or most people imagined.
Tom Verducci is my guest. So, Tom, in the past, stealing signs has been generally dealt with fairly lightly. Some would even argue that it was part of the game, maybe deal with it with a wink and a nod. Why is this so different?
This is so different because it involves technology, and there really are no precedents before. In fact, Rob Manfred looked up historical precedents of how baseball dealt with other instances of sign stealing. You know, whether it might be persons in the stands or a light in the scoreboard that was blinking. This is a whole different level. The Houston Astros had a dedicated camera in center field, supposedly for training purposes. It was allowed by MLB in 2017, dedicated on the home plate area. So you got every catcher signed, and they figured out, let's put the monitor down by the dugout in real time. And that's something obviously baseball didn't anticipate. They've put in some protocols since then to safeguard against using that type of system. But, you know, where do you go from here now? Because technology only becomes more efficient, better. We don't even know what the next wave is going to be in terms of how teams can use technology. So this was important to set a precedent. It's looking back on a system that I don't think is in place now, but more so it's looking forward to say, hey, whatever else comes down the line here, you guys are on notice. At least as far as GMs and managers, you're putting your job on the line to figure out what your team is doing in terms of use of technology or misuse of it.
We are talking to Tom Verducci. You know, Tom, it's funny because, well, it's not funny, but to me it's curious, that point you made about you've been put on notice. Like in the wake of the Red Sox incident, Manfred warned every team about this, yet 6 days later the Astros are banging trash cans against the White Sox. So in your mind, what was the great offense? Cheating or doing it so brazenly after the commissioner told every team not to and doing so less than a week later?
Clearly it was the latter. I mean, that is the clear line in the sand. September 15th, 2017. Manfred has his eyes opened up that, oh my goodness, technology now is run amok in the game. It's not being used the way that we thought. The Red Sox with the whole Apple Watch thing. It was the Yankees who called the commissioner's office to complain about that. They found out that, yes, they were using the replay monitor and an Apple Watch to decode signs. So he puts the warning out there that, hey, from now on, this is what's going to happen, guys. You're going to be severely punished if you do anything like this. And, yes, the Astros kept doing it. In other words, they could have banged on that trash can and wore themselves out up until September 15th and not faced any punishment. And instead, they continued. And, in fact, Rob Manfred doubles down the next March. In boldface type makes it absolutely clear if there was any ambiguity before, there was none then. And then they went on to another system in 2018. That's why they got banged on this. And by the way, Jeff Luhnow got that memo September 15, 2017. He doesn't share it with his manager, AJ Hinch. He doesn't go downstairs to make sure that his team's in compliance. That alone is a fireable offense when you have an all-point bulletin like that and you do not circulate it.
Tom Verducci is joining us, breaking down a whole lot here. So, Tom, when you mentioned looking forward and you mentioned technology, there's been talk of trying to thwart this by using lights on the pitcher's mound that only the pitcher can see. Like, is more technology the answer or is it less?
I'm in the camp of less. You know, I've heard this and they've tried it out. It's actually not ready yet in terms of technology of a light system on the pitching rubber the only pitcher can see. Well, what happens if people have cameras at the top of the ballpark and can look down on it? I mean, to me, let's play American Legion Baseball. you know, turn the tech off. Once the game starts, man, it's about your ability against my ability. I don't want games decided by a nerd cave back behind the dugout with kids, or not, I shouldn't say kids, they're really smart people now. These quants and analysts who can break down video are telling people what the sign sequences are. I don't want games decided that way. You know, when you took the SAT test, you know, you could have studied as much as you want, hired a tutor, looked everything up online, but once you walk in that room and the so-called game starts, you're on your own. You're not bringing your laptop in there to look up answers. That's what baseball should be. When you played at American Legion ball, the umpire said play ball. You didn't have to go back and look at your last at bat on a video monitor in a video room. Shut the room, play baseball, don't play high-tech baseball.
We are talking to Tom Verducci for a couple of more moments. We're talking about a level playing field is what we're talking about. So, Tom, where do you come out on this? Former Astros pitcher Mike Fiers went public about the system, but that means there are plenty of other guys who played in Houston or other teams that were doing something similar who never spoke about it. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think it's part of the culture of the game. And if you notice, Jim, look around, all these players who have like to be active on social media. Where are the comments from active players about the Houston Astros players? I mean, it's like radio silence, right? Don't you think that's strange? We had players take on Alex Cora or A.J. Hinch for their supposed hypocrisy, but the players ran the system. Why are they silent? Well, it reminds me of the steroid era, echoes of the steroid era. You better not be throwing stones when your own house is dirty. And there's a lot of that going on. Yes, players change teams a lot. They were part of systems with other teams. It's just curious to me that there's been a lot of silence about the Houston Astros players. The players were the ones who took advantage of this system. And if you're a pitcher, man, and you lost a game to the Astros and you gave a big hit in a key situation, how does not just chap you right now to think that maybe they had your sign?
Right. And if you're a pitcher for the L.A. Dodgers, Tom, or you're a member on any level of the L.A. Dodgers organization, how do they feel right now?
Oh, it's a great question, man. And I go right to Clayton Kershaw. How can you not, right? Game 5 of the World Series, he's winning 4-0. Dodgers win that game. They go home one win away from winning their first World Championship since 1988. And he could be the one to bring him to the brink of winning that championship, up 4-0. All of a sudden, Correa turns on a fastball for a double. Gurriel gets a pitch. I think it was a slider. He hits out for a 3-run homer. He gives up 6 runs in Minute Maid Park. Now that we know that they were using a system throughout the postseason, I don't know what pitches they had or where the game turned, but that's the problem. The question of what if is over every single pitch. And if you're Clayton Kershaw, think about how your legacy might be different if you win that game. I know. I mean, let's face it. He's got a reputation for a guy who hasn't won the big games in the postseason. That was certainly a big one, and he coughed up a 4-0 lead. Did the Astros have help with that? We don't know, and that's why it's really so poisonous to think about the history of the game, because we don't know, but it is questionable.
Tom Verducci, my guest. One last thought, Tom. So we're talking about the players, and if the investigation revealed that what happened in Houston was player-led with the involvement of Alex Cora, but the only player mentioned is Carlos Beltran, why do you think there has not been any punishment for the players involved?
It's a great question. I think people have a hard time understanding this. You have to go back to that first memo that went out, and Manfred made a decision right then to put the teams on notice, talking about general managers and managers specifically, and not on the players. Why? Because this was a system, again, a challenge-based replay system that MLB instituted. They brought this into the game, so therefore it's up to their own stewards of the game to make sure there's a culture that exists where it's used properly and guard against its misuse. That onus is on management, not on players. The other thing here is, I mean, think about if you wanted to go after players and how murky that job would be, trying to figure out who used the system, to what degree that they benefit from it, how often they used it. How do you start dealing out penalties to the players? I mean, they said in the report virtually every Astros player knew about this and took advantage of it, but to what degree? And I know the Players Association has, you know, listen, they have protection for their players that management doesn't have. There's an appeal process, a grievance process. That's secondary to the fact that just trying to decide players' involvement to a very finite degree, that's just the road it's almost impossible to go down.
He is a part of MLB Network's ongoing coverage this week of the Astros and the Red Sox, and part of MLB Network's exclusive Hall of Fame election coverage on Tuesday, and a member of the National Sports Media Association Hall of Fame Class of 2020. Well-deserved. And by the way, Tom, congratulations on that honor. Great to have you back, Tom. Thanks so much.
Oh, it's a pleasure, man. Thanks for having me.
Great job, Tom. Thank you. Tom Verducci covered a lot of ground, as always.